Serota's Daily Reading, Episode 773, April 29, 2026. We had quite the earnings call at Google today, and I'm proud of the work Google Cloud has done. But I'm on a bit of a recharge week, so let's get into the reading list. Leading this week with Google Cloud next. The blog post recapping the event is titled 260 Things We Announced at Google Cloud. Next 26. That's a lot of things. Looking at this recap, it's a mix of product news, customer stories, and partner updates. The central theme was what Google is calling the Agentic Data Cloud, and they announced a flood of capabilities around Knowledge Catalog, BigQuery enhancements, cross-cloud lakehouse features, and database. Improvements. There are new agents for data engineering, data science, and database management. They launched new GPU options for Cloud Run, Firebase, SQL Connect, and a bunch of GKE updates. The customer stories section shows over 3,000 production AI use cases now. Capcom building gameplay agents, City Wealth launching an AI-powered wealth advisor, Deutsche Telekom deploying autonomous network operations, HCA, healthcare handling 80,000 patient handoffs a day with agentic systems. This is the scale we're talking about. But Keith Klass over at the CTO Advisor cut through all 260 announcements and identified the real strategic pattern. His piece is titled, "The Industry is Watching GPU Prices." Google just moved the fight to the judgment layer. Keith argued that Google is systematically remixing existing platform capabilities into what he calls the borrowed judgment layers, while the market argues about compute prices. He draws a parallel to the early cloud era. Back then, AWS was happy to sell you bare metal infrastructure, but the real value was the IAM, the managed databases, the governance primitives, the operational logic that became embedded in how organizations ran their workloads. The compute was commodity. The operational model built on top of it was not. Keith says the AI infrastructure market is replaying that exact pattern. The neoclouds are the new colocation providers with real price advantages on compute. The hyperscalers are building the judgment layers above it. And Google's knowledge catalog is the key example. Keith describes how he spent 10 months building on GCP, struggling with the grounding problem in his own AI system, and the entire time the solution was sitting there under his feet. Dataplex for metadata and lineage, Data Catalog for discovery, BigQuery for semantic relationships, Gemini for intelligence. He didn't see it because those pieces presented themselves as data governance plumbing, not as an AI grounding architecture. Google remixed them into Knowledge Catalog and in doing so made a previously hidden architecture visible. That's the play, not a new product. A new framing of capabilities that were already there. The cross-cloud lakehouse is the judo move. Your data can stay in AWS or Azure. Google brings the judgment layer to your data. The switching costs aren't in storage. They're in the authority model and the governance infrastructure your agents depend on. Speaking of agents, Google also released the Agent CLI in Agent Platform. This is a unified programmatic backbone for the agent development lifecycle on Google Cloud, designed specifically for AI coding agents like Gemini CLI, Claude Code, and Cursor. One command to inject bundled skills directly into your coding environment. This is what using agents to create agents looks like. But not everyone's buying what the vendors are selling. A6C's published a piece titled Workday's Last Workday. This is a sharp analysis of Workday's competitive position. Workday is arguably the most important and least loved product in enterprise software. More than 10,000 organizations run it, approaching $10 billion in annual revenue, and public markets value it at roughly $30 billion. None of that success is because the product is beloved. HR admins spend their days on data entry, workarounds, and handholding. When customers renew at close to 100% every year, it's usually read as a sign the product is delightful. In Workday's case, it's a sign of something else. Leaving is close to impossible. The article walks through Workday's moat in detail. Deep technical and human wiring. Workday sits at the center of hundreds of integrations, none of which migrate cleanly. Thousands of hours of muscle memory inside each instance. A proprietary configuration layer built in Workday Studio that takes 6 to 18 months to implement. More than 10,500 certified consultants. Multi-year contracts. The combination is why Workday posts some of the best gross revenue retention in enterprise software. But the article argues this moment is different. Three things have changed. Enterprise IT is finally revisiting core systems because AI readiness reviews are turning legacy architectures into liabilities. The tools to rebuild HCM now exist, including AI-native SAP migrations at Fortune 500 scale. And Workday structurally can't close the gap from inside. Bolting AI on top of their 20-year-old forms and approvals engine doesn't change what's underneath. The piece concludes that HCM is the last large enterprise software category without a serious AI-native challenger, and that's about to change. Meanwhile, at the other end of the enterprise software spectrum, Bed Bath & Beyond's CEO Marcus Lemonis